right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Yo. All right. Yeah. This is a random show because I have Gary here.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And Chuck Treese and Shit Goose, Missy, Chad Eye, and there's people waltzing in and out. We just shredded the mini ramp, so I'm stoked because my arm's better now.
You did, not me.
Well, you watch, Shikus. Oh, Naked Dave is here.
Naked Dave, say hello. Yeah.
Naked Dave.
Naked Dave.
I just watched CKY2K tonight. It's been 5 years, and all I got to say is Naked Dave, ladies and gentlemen. What are you doing?
Naked Dave, where you been, dude?
Yeah, we watched me in all my glory.
A little closer.
Yeah. Well, what are you up to, dude?
Nothing.
Well, what are you sipping on? Heinekens?
Sipping on Heineken. Heineken Light.
Are those, you've been drunk for like 5 years, haven't you?
Nah.
As he's sipping a beer.
No. Remember last time we saw him? Is at the courthouse. We're filming at the courthouse, and I was
drunk.
Oh, he
night.
Was annihilated.
It was 9 a.m. You were trying to.
He
go
stayed
to a
awake.
Bar.
He stayed awake all
yeah,
night,
it was.
Dude.
It was 9 in the morning, and I was trying.
That
to
was
go
a
to
random
bar.
Tuesday, which
and I did
which,
go to the bar,
which tells you something.
It's just what happened.
It's just, it's just one of those days, right?
It's part of the course.
Well. Tonight is a dub night, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know what, let me get in the dub mood, because I have Gary here, who, he played with Chuck Treese and Hoof.
Dub.
Yeah.
We got Johnny U here, too, man.
And we have that from the Knives.
Yes. Enough respect.
Buy that album when it drops.
Yeah, G.
So.
It's dropping soon, en wah.
Right now, I'm playing a dub. If you don't know what dub is, it means that you don't sing to it, but Gary's going to sing to it right now live.
Gary Dreads.
If you, straight out of the bedroom. This
straight
weekend.
Out of the bedroom.
Four track, Tascam. You know?
There we go.
But if you don't know who Gary Dreads is, if you've seen Haggard, Hannah comes out the Double Dragon. Double Dragon the fuck, motherfucker.
Out of Naked David's, out of Naked Dave's house. After
you're in
some
Haggard.
Bad
all over Haggard.
Dude, I don't remember much. Dude.
I'm three people in Haggard, actually, like Hayne is in this movie.
All right, well, let's dub it up, dude. Here we go. There's Gary.
Boom!
This is Gary's new track.
You're going to freestyle over this, Gary?
You got to freestyle this shit, Gary.
With Chuck Treese, dude.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yo, bring the track up in the headphones a little bit.
If you want, yeah. Sure,
you got it. Yo.
Yo, turn my mic up, yo.
Go ahead, man. Are you sing?
Oh, whoa. Boom, ding, boom. Check this out.
That's good.
I got to sit up, man. I was chilled out.
Okay.
Are you with him?
Don't hesitate.
Precision is the key and precise is beloved. Peaceful and profound like the trap. I fly hovering like a dove in the sky or higher like a hawk. Born under the moon off the red tails that walk. This shit makes me gawk. Stalk!
Yeah.
Easy.
Alright. Lyrics.
Lyrics,
come on,
lyrics,
yeah.
You know this
gentlemen.
Shit's coming right off the dome.
Watch
from
out.
The stone.
Love of them, I talk about humiliation. Women holding the mic, men out the squid like Jackson.
Son.
Rough teacher, on the nighttime lyric. You said it the book, glass and book, when you step on the next liquid.
Right.
Boom, now time dizzy, rice, he can't tango it. Fit up if it, I get it, did it tell the judge I quit.
Come
look. Come, but a dance hall with me, no stick, lad. Ming hug, be the rough and wicked.
Right.
The name, who for see, on the mic, me flash it, lad. Strictly flash it, Gary Dredd. Easy.
Gary Dredd, yeah.
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 That was fucking rad, dude.
Chuck Trees. Isaac over here hanging and Dobie upstairs.
And Isaac is sitting right here checking it out on the freeways.
Karen and
So Chuck, how did you find Pal Peralta?
Stacy, like, I wrote him when I was about 14.
You just wrote an email or what?
I just wrote him a letter.
They didn't have emails.
Yeah, I just wrote him a letter, and I just was told him I was stoked on his interview, and he wrote me back and was like, hey, I got some skaters in your area that skate Sherry Hill, Jamie Godfrey, Mike Dzielowski, the original Bones Brigade.
What about fucking Mike? But no, dude, I saw Public Domain and Banned This, and I was like, fucking Chuck Trees is from Philadelphia, and
old school Philly.
That's the reason why I started skating.
That's
like
sick,
those videos made me keep skating.
Cool, thank you.
Aspartame was literally scared of you for a long time when he found out I knew you from music.
How come?
Until he was
scared of
me.
Everything.
Dude. How come?
Until he got to meet him.
Yeah. Chuck Trees is a Philadelphia legend, dude. I used to live in South Philly.
Absolutely.
You didn't know Chuck Trees, you didn't know nothing about Philadelphia music.
I bought Dreamin' when I was like 15 years old.
Is that the guitar album on Caroline Records?
Yeah.
Get it now, Dreamin'.
I bought it at Mad Platter.
How about my weaknesses? I can't say no.
Fuck yeah.
My weaknesses, I can't.
They played that at my wedding.
There is something I can show.
All the Hessians were raging. Then they broke $13,000 worth of shit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
That I had to pay for.
Chuck, what Philly bands were you in, and what instrument did you play?
Some of the Philly bands, I was in the Goats. I played drums and bass for them. Played in the Roots for a teeny bit, filling in for Amir.
Did you say the Goats?
Billy Joel.
The Goats from Roughhouse. Yeah. The Roots.
I filled in, like, right after they won their Grammy, I had to do a
show. Did you play on the Roots?
Drums. I filled in for Amir because he was on tour with the
black guy with the big afro.
Yeah,
nice.
He was on tour with D'Angelo.
He always goes to 76ers games.
Yeah.
I didn't know you played drums.
He played everything.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Chuck plays everything. Who said that?
We have a track
of
his.
That's the whole thing.
Right.
He's a
one-man
band.
Chuck plays everything.
I'm learning now.
Did you say
that?
He's a one-man band.
Who said I didn't know you played drums?
Right here.
Ryan G.
He's the best drummer in the world.
All right. I didn't know that.
Chuck McRad, right?
Come on.
Yeah.
Did you ever play with Bad Brains?
I played drums for Bad Brains, too.
Fucking hell.
Urge Overkill.
He played drums for Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
A bunch of people. Actually, Teddy Pendergrass.
He did. He played drums for Pearl Jam.
And actually, there's a live recording, like me jamming with Pearl Jam when I was playing with Urge. We did stuff like that.
So what are you doing now?
new McRad record. I'm also been teching for the Bad Brains. I also got like a couple little side projects. Started with Tommy Garrow, Ray Barbie,
Sacred,
bunch of guys.
All skaters.
Sacred Love.
How do you get together with them if you live in Philadelphia?
We fly out and I like go jam in the studio with them. And we've done a couple of shows. Ray and I do a bunch of jamming live and then recordings.
What does Ray play?
Guitar. He's a wicked guitar.
He's
really good.
Yeah.
What about Tommy Guerrero?
Bass and guitar. When I first met Tommy,
but is he real good?
Amazing.
Are you better than everybody on every instrument though?
Yes.
He'd rather. Chuck, you've been recording yourself though. You have a band. That's just the whole full Chuck Trees.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Well, it's the new McRad record. I re-recorded all the tunes myself, and this song Hesitation. That's there, like I recorded like the drums in New Orleans.
Wicked.
And then I did the rest of it on my laptop.
What the fuck were you doing in New Orleans?
No, I messed up. I was on tour.
Can I say
D-Love.
The F word because you have three kids?
You can say that. Actually, I recorded the drums in Philly.
Five.
The rest of the guitars in New Orleans on my laptop. So I have Pro Tools and a lot of stuff.
So you do it all yourself?
Yeah.
So you can make Paris Hilton sound good.
I guess if you want to put a bag over a tits or something.
You should ask Isaac. You should put a headset on Isaac and ask him what he likes in music. You'd be blown away.
Let's hear it.
That'd be a good radio.
Give him a microphone.
Put a headset on him and ask him what he likes.
Give him Jesus.
You know what it is?
Isaac's the kid, man.
Chuck,
put him on radio.
Chuck, do you got a...
Isaac, get in there. Come on.
Do you have a website you can put
website? Well, it's a MySpace page. It's forward slash McRadBand. MCRADBAND. That's where everything goes.
Nice. McRadBand. Bam.com.
Bam, yeah,
don't you? You got
Chuck, you played it.
Right? I actually, you know
oh
what?
Oh my god!
I don't even sign on, but I canceled like 30 Bam MySpaces, and I have my own now.
Oh shit!
You actually have one.
G was showing me.
What's your official MySpace address?
G, does he actually have one that's his?
Bam Margera MySpace. G's been teaching me. I'm listening. Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
The
official Bam MySpace, MySpace / Bam Marger with two M's, whatever. But he doesn't run it, so his management runs
it. Management. Bam, that's so, shit goose, dude. So
Bam, but if people ask to be your friend, it's not going to be you clicking yes.
It's actually shit goose saying yes, but then I look at the comments and I'm like, wahoo.
So you're like, actually, I'd like to know you.
I look at it all, but shit goose does all the work.
Let's play something by Chuck, since we just talked about
hesitation.
Hesitation.
This is a rad-ass track.
The crowd, you know, pow, pow, thaw.
If you motherfuckers don't know how Chuck Trees, and he's from Philadelphia, you need to know. Hesitation, to motherfucker. This is Radio Bam, Series 28 Facts.
Your soul falling off the pole. Keep it inside, lose control. Calling out. Still don't know what to see. Wanna be a victim, yours alone.
your hair.
Fucking hell, I just barfed.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Missy's cleaning it up. What?
Yeah!
What? Dude, I don't know what happened, man. I got DiZerono.
You just threw up. It wasn't,
that is true love.
It wasn't from the McGrath song. I mean, come on. That was
it's brand new barf, so it's not that bad.
Well, I just gave Bam a little taste of my DiZerono.
Missy, there's nothing bad with brand new barf.
And you barfed in the ashtray.
You're a lightweight.
No, you filled it up.
I'll admit that. I don't care.
It needs to marinate a little bit.
At least you barfed in the ashtray.
I saw tomato chunks. What did I eat? Missy, what did I eat today?
I saw a tomato, man.
Missy.
I saw a cucumber salad.
What did I eat today?
Chester County style.
I had a cucumber salad from Gina last night.
What?
Yeah.
There's no way that tomato is sitting there from last night, man.
What did you eat today?
Angie made us lasagna.
Cold cucumbers and oregano. And
lasagna.
My barbecue didn't make you sick.
I heard Missy fell asleep there and born on tomato.
Born on tomato.
Missy's a good one. She came in and cleaned up.
It's just because you want to see Lauren fucking Angie. What are you talking about?
Dude, was Angie at the bar singing for Backwoods Payback?
I took Missy to a nice-ass movie, bought her flowers and shit.
You didn't buy me flowers, you fucking liar.
I know.
What movie was it?
You did not buy me flowers.
I didn't buy her any flowers.
What movie?
But I took her to Born All the Maiden.
Did you like it?
I thought it was rad.
That movie's awesome, man.
Yeah, man. I want to go to Rex's because Lara's there and Angie's there and they're singing.
They're my girls.
They got too wasted that they couldn't even sing. They didn't even fucking sing.
They changed their mind.
So thank God that we didn't go.
Roast up the Cali weed. Till the eyes turn blood red, it gives me nothing but true.
I just smelled my hand to see if it smelled like puke, and it didn't.
He said it was fresh puke.
What drink did you puke on?
I puked on DiZerono.
we usually put it on the rocks.
That thing was pretty hot.
Yeah.
Is that big of a deal?
I threw up on Patron before like crazy.
It's not that kind of. Dude, throwing up on Patron.
Well,
is
I want
like
to talk about Gary.
Money,
cheers to Gary, dude.
Thanks, man.
But you know what I must say? Hain was living with you, and then he made this one joke one time. He said, yeah, Three Core Gary's playing at fucking Wednesday. I'm like, yeah, let's go to Spence. So then I said Three Core Gary to my mom, and then on our wedding with me and Missy, my mom is actually like, next up, ladies and gentlemen, is Three Core Gary.
At the wedding.
No!
But yo, that's a compliment.
You, hold on. I'm so glad this is on the airwaves right now because I've always thought there was I love that term, Three Core Gary.
It's no insult.
I told you.
Listen to me what
cool.
I play, dude. I write great reggae songs, but I write rhythms, and they're always three chords.
Yeah. It's fucking great, but it's like
three chords. You nailed it right on the head.
You hit the nail right on the head,
and I'm endeared by three chords.
I can't believe my mom said that, though.
How about this? All right. My songs.
But like Hain made it up because you live with it.
Ming Hags. I got a song of Ming Hags. Just put Three Core Gary, Pablo Musto.
See, I told you he'd like it.
I put Gary.
You're into Gary?
All right, bam, bam.
I like Gary.
Bam.
Capital G.
Bam.
Yeah.
All right, too many people talking. G wants to talk. Hold
bam.
On. Clear
I'm going to tell you, that's a term of
endearment. Clear it out for G. Hold on.
No, I just I just caught it. I love how you said, at my wedding with me and Missy. Like, who else would it be?
It could have been some minging-ass bitch who wrecked an Audi and then put my license plate on her plate and then claimed that I wrecked the car. Wow. Next thing you know, they call the police and say I fucking wrecked my own car and flee the scene. And I was in Germany, ladies and gentlemen.
I have a back talk about maybe Bam trying to get Aspate allowed in the wedding room. And Missy saying, get fucking Aspate out of here. And they just fucked all night and that was it.
Wait, what?
Whoa. We probably banged out, dude.
Aspate was trying to get into your room.
I don't remember.
No. He wasn't trying. Bam was trying to get Aspate in your room.
Foursome?
He was like, let Chris come in. And you're like, no.
I like the end of the night.
I like Hoof.
I love it. I like Hoof too. But, I don't remember that.
But well, you guys are talking about the only black guy with green eyes.
I remember that night. You were trying to.
Chuck Treese is black with green eyes.
Bam, beautiful eyes. Bam, you love Hoof more than you know. On your wedding night,
I like
you were begging him to come into your room. And Missy's like, I love Hoof too, but can we just do this?
We're surrounded by like 400 people all day. I just wanted time alone with my husband.
350.
Sorry, 350.
Iggy Pop showed up at the bar with his shirt off.
Who?
Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop, dude.
With his shirt off.
The fuck would I hang out? Well, that sounds rude. But why would I spend half the night with Missy when Iggy Pop's around, dude? I mean, come on.
Hey.
Hey's for horses.
He's a sexy beast.
Remember he was putting mustard or ketchup on his steak or something?
He was putting mustard on his steak, his filet mignon. I was like, that's weird.
No, that's good. Dude,
is that rock
dude,
and roll?
Iggy Pop. He could do whatever the fuck he wants.
And he was drinking red wine as well.
For like two minutes straight, 120 seconds.
Remember you told my mom's friend to fuck off?
He did his dance behind the curtain. For two minutes before he went on, he did like a workup. And then he went out.
Missy's neighbor got invited to the wedding. I never met her before, and she kept bugging me. I was sitting with Iggy Pop having like a great conversation, and it was the 20th time I got bugged. And I was like, she comes up with this checkered shirt.
You feel bugged, dude?
Yeah, and I just remember, hey, can you talk to my fuck off lady, dude? Not now, not now. Seriously, fuck off, dude.
Fuck off, man. Come on, just fuck off.
Come on, just fuck off.
Fuck off.
Just one thing. Yeah.
And she just stormed off.
Where's Mike? Shout out for Mike.
She deserved it. Mike who?
Mike.
Bass player.
Yeah.
Mike Watt.
Yeah, we haven't seen you in so. Naked Dave's mad at us because we didn't invite him to the wedding.
Mike Watt was
because you were in Colorado, dude. I forgot who you were.
Dude, I haven't been in Colorado for fucking 2 years, man. What are you talking about?
But you gotta think, I have a list of like fucking 500 people.
That's
I'm
why,
like Chuck Trees, Chuck Trees' friend,
that's why I wasn't
Gary, Gary's friend,
that's
maybe Gary's second friend. You know,
that's
like,
why I wasn't
and
upset
then,
about it.
And then like Naked Dave comes up. You know what? Like, Naked Dave didn't even come up. That's the whole reason why you didn't get invited, because I was like he's in Colorado,
dude. Dude, those guys, they got a lot to worry about.
She's like, Gary and Gary.
I apologize for both of us. I'm sorry.
Gary's friend and Gary's
if,
friend.
If I would have saw you at one point,
I know. I
would have
invited
you,
dude.
You know how I am, man. I'm a cool cat. I really do.
I know you're a cool cat, but you just weren't there.
The two of you are together.
But I. Oh, yeah. I'm way better off with Missy, dude.
A good girl.
Oh, man.
Thanks.
And that's what.
You know what? I don't even care about this because I'm going to tell the truth. I was at Jitters the other night, and Joe Hiddleston was cruising around the block. Wanting to kick some ass because he thought that I called Jen on my cell phone. I don't even know her motherfucking number. I don't even know her number. And why would I call her to begin with?
The last time that we had any contact with Jen was when we were in court begging a judge for a restraining order.
She has a criminal charge against her right now.
Yeah.
Is she still with that loser that sits in the basement? All right.
She's putting Dee Serrano on ice now.
Let's play some Within Temptation. This is a band from the Netherlands, and this is their brand new album, and they fucking rocking the chicks hot. Let's hear it. This is Radio Bam Series 28. Facts.
Denying, I won't show mercy on you now.
Pure rock and roll, but remember when we fucked?
Was that pure, was that pure rock and roll?
Uh-huh.
When?
More rock or more roll?
This morning?
Dude, I hope it's always rock.
No, I got blowed this morning.
I don't know, that's what I did.
We didn't even help.
Stop!
I'm not gonna stop. I'm telling
you. Stop!
Dude, this is truth ceremony, and this is therapy as
I
well.
Guess that was yesterday morning.
Yeah. Truth serum or ceremony?
Nick and Dave, did you get humped today?
No, I did not.
Why not?
Well, Owens.
I guess I could call it a sad day then.
Well, when was the last time you got humped then?
It's been a while.
Well, what the fuck is going on, dude?
I don't know. Ask Katie about it.
Uh-oh.
How come you didn't hump Dave today?
Excuse me?
How come you didn't hump Dave today?
He just met
I'm dead serious, dude.
No.
She just met
I've known him forever. But time I remember him, we were in Ocean City, Maryland, and like...
Did you fuck him?
94, looking for Excedrin at 4:30 in the morning.
What the hell is that?
Headache medicine.
Did you bang her out that night?
No, I didn't. Well, she's a sweetheart.
Wait. I played Matchmaker the other night.
I'm not a man whore like you think I am.
I actually matchmade for these
guys.
Well,
I just know how things work, dude.
I'm looking at, like, this might be a
good one. Chuck knows, dude. Did you hear that did Hane lives by the Brandywine River now, and he tried to hump out and buy the tent, and all these hornets came by, and then he called the pest control.
Stabbing cabin?
Wow. No, but he said that they were massive hornets.
If you're speaking the truth.
Okay, I'll do it tonight, shit talker.
Shit talker.
I'll be fucking shotgun, dude.
I will drive to Hane's house through the river and over the woods tonight.
No.
Isn't Hane and...
He's got lots... how to do it, dude.
Isn't Hane and Maine
you better
right
have a camera on fucking standby because I am driving through the Brandywine River tonight to Hane's house.
Shotgun.
You can have shotgun. It's no big deal because it's only 3 feet deep.
I'll bust my face on with it.
Did you hear what Hane was saying? He's got wasps. Hornets. Like hornets.
We're going through the river. Wasps in the river.
No, on the edge
hornets
of his property.
Hornets don't live in the river.
So if we get out there, we'll get stung.
I am driving through the Brandywine River tonight with the Hummer, and I don't care what happens to it either.
Bullshit.
You want to make a $20 million bet?
I don't have $20 million.
Bullshit.
I already said
that.
No.
Bullshit. All right, who's calling bullshit?
Bullshit.
I'm betting $200.
You're not
going to
drive your
H. $200. $200 Weasley dollars. Who's gonna give me two? You slapped it, G.
$200. You're going to owe me $200. As soon as this radio is done, I'm going through the fucking Brandywine wine right now.
And you're getting arrested.
We're driving. No.
I don't care. I hope I get arrested.
How did you get arrested there?
I'm going through the Brandywine tonight.
I can't wait. I got my whole.
Well, I can't wait till this radio show is done so I can prove you wrong or you give me my $200 measly.
Just call Phil. No, he'll pay it to you.
You're losing the money, Shitgoose, and you're fucking paying it. Yo, document. This is documented.
No, you'll be in the stack.
And G's going to give me $200. And if he doesn't, I can't wait till the fucking next radio show so I can diss him so bad.
Like, you don't diss me every radio show already.
Because.
Put your money where his Hummer is.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you trying to drive across?
See, I want it in 20s though, because I want to buy all my friends drinks.
Well, not me.
Well, I'll buy you a drink as well, but
I'll give you pennies.
He's already scoped it out.
200 in pennies.
Gee, I want to talk to you about this off the radio because you owe me $200 because I'm driving over that motherfucker tonight.
He was
tonight.
In his underwear.
So let's hear Within Temptation like, from the Netherlands. This
it was my idea.
We just played Within Temptation. Yeah, shut the fuck up, Gary. Yeah,
this is what I'm saying. This is International Noise Conspiracy from Sweden, and this is Communist Moon. This goes out to my township, who are motherfuckers, and let's all share our dreams under Communist Moon. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Facts. was International Noise Conspiracy. And that was All Share Our Dreams Under a Communist Moon, which I'm living in, which is fucking Hitler across the street.
There's a new bet going on. Gil has to pay, Bam, $200 if he drives through the Brandywine.
I'm already doing it.
Which is a creep.
I thought the bet was
I know he's
going
to do already.
Now, see how he's trying to change it around? He's getting all scared and shit.
Yo, quit. Are you pussyfooting around?
Gee, as soon as this show's done, I'm driving across the street on the fucking Brandywine, and I just got ashes all over the goddamn soundboard. Now Chad's going to be
Yo, Rasta Guerra right here. I'm going to say something. Let me say something. Bam is for real because he came to a party a couple weeks ago. No cameras. Took all his clothes off and his underwear and walked down the creek.
Oops.
And explored the path across the creek with the Hummer.
Why would you make a bet like that?
You knew for a fact that
if you bet Bam something that he's going to do it. Like, why would you even make a bet like that, man?
I saw you laying in the river with all these mosquitoes biting you naked, Dave. Yeah, and you're laying on a fucking log in the goddamn Brandywine.
Like a little piece of heaven that I found.
Piece of heaven is the $200 that I'm going to get through Shikers. See how he's trying to change it?
No.
Let's listen.
I bet you $500 you can't get through the whole thing.
The whole thing. It's a fucking creek.
Now you're gonna owe more money than you could ever dream of.
I bet you can't.
$500. I am barging through that motherfucker so hard
to the other side.
It hasn't even rained in the past 10 days.
I don't care. We got to make the bet that you're gonna cruise to Mike Haynes' house. Don't even tell Haynes.
I just want to barge through it and have him be like, what the fuck is going on? Well, I'm willing to go out hardcore. I don't even care about that goddamn Hummer.
Shitgoose is trying to change the bet.
I know, he is.
$500?
Yeah, you are.
Are you going into the river?
Yes, you are.
Out the other side and drive away.
I'm going to drive away.
There is no other side.
I don't believe it.
Get a camera, faggot.
Well, your camera's upstairs.
I have 30-inch rims, homo.
That makes it even worse. No, I swear to God, we sussed it out. It's Haynes' house. It's a strange path. You can go right through. But if you fail, if you go in the brand,
there is no failing.
There is no failing.
I'm going to keep going in forward and reverse until I get through it. I already drove the orange Hummer off a fucking 500-foot cliff. What do I
do that? A computer did that.
So if you homo. You are a pure homo because that is not true.
Lucky Novak isn't here.
I destroyed that car. And I'll destroy the second car, too.
Dude, you can't suss it out. You're trying to win the crowd over
by talking shit.
The crowd.
Shit about the crowd.
I'm trying. Why are you trying to say that the orange Hummer did not get off of a cliff?
That was a joke.
But you didn't drive it off the cliff.
Well, there is no jokes. I tell the truth on this show, and like you, fat boy.
Bullshit.
The Hummer is submerged.
Just give me a cherry wheat Samuel Adams, and I'll do it.
Cherry wheat Samuel Adams. It tastes like cherries.
And you know what? We're already 40 minutes into this show, so it's going down in 15 minutes.
Kimby just brought in the knives track from
I'm
G's car.
Where did this come from?
G, what do you like about G's the knives, dude?
Huh?
This is the
everything.
New album. The
knives? But where did you record it?
Huntington Beach, California.
Everything.
Yeah.
Who produced it?
HB.
Brent Clawson.
Who mastered it?
Brent Clawson.
Who's that?
Let's hear some rock and roll. This is the Knives. They open up for CKY. Let's rock and fucking roll. Shit, Goose.
Buy the album.
String of 15
Knives.
Bam, what about
MySpace?
What is it?
What about the knife?
Was it? Was the it knife. Johnny, you ever been talking? Come on.
There is the knife, but they're different. It's the knives.
You know what?
It's Shikus, like singular. Or
you
plural,
threw yourself
right?
under the bus because I said $200 and you said $500.
To drive all the way through, I don't think you can do it.
I want to make a million-dollar bet.
I don't have $1 million. Come on, look at us, man. We don't.
Well, don't make bets that you can't keep, faggot. I want $500 because I said that I want $200 in 20s. Now you're going to give me $500. I'm going to floor it through that whole motherfucking river so fast that I'm already up to Haynes' house.
See, to me, it's worth $200 to see you go into the river. That's worth it to me. But I don't think $500 you can get all the way out and drive
he's
up the road.
Back on it again.
Well, dude, well, just have the money. Show the money. And you know what? I hope you don't have the money because I can't wait to talk even more shit on your ass on more the next shit. Radio station.
On the next one.
Next one.
Bam, oh, worst case scenario.
Shikers, you know what? And if you gladly not give me the money, I'm going to make sure that three radio stations goes by where I talk even more shit.
You
ain't living this shit down. I want $500 in 20s, dude, so I could spend it with my friends.
You talk shit on me every radio station. What's the... What, dude, I don't care.
If you don't care so bad, then where's the fucking money?
It's called shit. Oh, it's man. In the bank.
Yeah. Well, start going to the Mac machine then. Say what you will, dude. I'm taking that Hummer right through the fucking Brady wine right now.
Yeah.
We just watched CKY2K. You were all handsome and skinny. You could have got fucked by a model. But
that's
now,
what I'm saying. I didn't realize how you used to look.
Now you're eating hamburgers from McDonald's and shit.
I just got hairier. That's about it. Shocked.
Now what? Now you eat hamburgers from McDonald's and you're going to have to owe me $500 when I drive through this fucking river.
McDonald's is good.
Bam, with ease, by the way. Yes. Once again.
Does anybody have a video camera? Because I want to document this.
Don't you have a video camera?
I'm in the mood to just do it right now.
I have a camera phone.
I can't even wait. I can't wait to finish this radio show so I can start at the fucking Hummer just to prove. Because I don't even care about the goddamn thing anymore.
All right, you guys can talk about this bet. What song do you want to play, Gary?
12 pixels.
Gary, we'll let you close the show.
Let's play a Chuck Trees and Gary song.
No, another knife song.
All right, hold on. Chad. To the fire.
All right, there goes his mic. Go ahead, hey.
You claim that you're in a band with Chuck Trees. Let's hear a track.
Let's hear a track.
What do you got?
It's out of the whip.
That's what I'm asking.
It's out of the whip.
We don't have anything.
No, well, I got it out of my
put
car.
Put the dub. Play the dub. Rewind. Dub selector.
You can take it out.
Rastafari. One more time. Dub remix. Chuck Trees. Anwar Style Lee. Keep it going on. Never stop to the break of dawn.
All I know is that Shikus is going down.
The King of Kings, Lord of Lords. First and the last, the Alpha and the Omega.
If I was a bartender, I'd flag you and call the cops.
Flag.
I'm trying.
trying to do some radio now.
5-0, please.
What about radio? What about radio?
Back up. We need backup.
Wait, give me my knife CD back.
We need backup.
No, no. Give me my knife CD back.
Fuck your knife CD.
Fuck you, man.
You're going to owe me $500. I'm going to keep everything that you even owe until you give me my money.
I'm going to shit on your lamp.
Here we go. Here we go. Track four, motherfucker, dude.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is Tiger Army from fucking Huntington Beach, and now I'm driving through the river.
More Huntington Beach, huh? Oh, Jesus.
Let's go get stuck or roll.
He's going to get arrested.
Gary, you can close the show with your dub. Bam's going to go fucking work on the river.
New Tiger Army, I'm going through the river. Fuck you, Radio Bam, Series 28, faxing. You owe me $5.
Yeah.
Don't hit the willows.
I'll win it, boss. Win it.
You'll be stuck like this if you hit the willows.
Bam, bam, you're going to win that shit. Oh, fuck. Bam
two
just...
Trees
shut up, Gary. Hold on, dude. Bam just left the radio show, as did mostly everyone else, to go see Bam jump the Brandywine in a Hummer. So, you know, this could be the last show. We got Chuck Treese still here, and Gary Dreads coming
Isaac's
in.
Getting me a beer.
So... Hey, we got you too.
Thanks, buddy.
You're not on mic though.
Oh. Oh.
There you go. What do you got to say to the friendly people out there?
Holler.
Okay.
Holler.
Now here we go. We got a little bit of what is this called? What would you call this jam there, Gary?
Speak properly, dub.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we
Once
go.
Or twice.
This one dedicated to the man called Evil Majer. After jump the brand new Ryan River on the Hummer. Boom shot attack the man called Gary from the vocal signs. I will see the bodies I will say. Murder Rasta, it is Gary. Are you a man? Sing. Sing out. Sing out. Round the river, but upon the river, jump the hammer for the river. But they come up, be nice down, they sink up, is bump, but the rest of the easy. One time, but they say, sing it a song. Say, Babylon is dying. Whoa, yeah. Sound the alarm. Dreadlocks is rising. Bump, bring, bring, Slash Nally, we heap on the corner. Boom, shot. Black Nally, we heap on the sea. No matter what them do, Babylon can't take away with identity. Get Gary, hey.
Glory be to the Father and the Maker of creation. As it was in the beginning, is now, or shall be. War with it, and Jah. Rastafari, Eternal God Celestial. King of kings, Lord of lords. The first and the last, the Alpha, the Omega.
Yes. And even if you jump on the mic, I say, jump on the mic, yeah, me like me fighter. With me confidence, me happy shock it all night. Lyrics from the head, from me top, from the top. Yeah, I'm over seas, say me no better be rock. I know,
hey, time today,
where I start.
For feeling down.
Don't feel down. Lose all yourself, slash shadow, Rastafari every time. My Jera estate, as I would tell us that, Ming and people, watch it. Easy,
easy.
Come,
one time. Nigga, Chuck, Tree, Scarry.
Never slum, never waver.
Yeah, my
flavor's ever shaved off. I keep it going nonstop. Bitch jumping the fucking brandy wine. I'm keep it going on time back in the studio.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, yeah. sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Yeah. Enough respect to all the people. Support every time.
Chuck Trees. Yeah, yo, you guys are playing soon?
Well, yeah, McRad is doing some stuff down at, like, Seattle City, August 19th. It's, like, through Method Skate Shop. We're also playing the Rockin' Chair, myself and Gary, on Saturday night, which is, like, the 18th. The Anwa's
new Anwa records coming out.
I'm gonna start mixing it in, a couple
Chuck
days.
Chuck has to mix it?
Yep, I gotta mix it.
Chuck has a big family, he has other things to do, but right now we're mixing the album down.
Yep, that's about it.
Fat, right?
Rock and roll.
It's gonna come out good. It's September 4th, new McRad album. If you got a chance to go spend a couple little pennies, you know, check it out.
You got a MySpace, Chuck?
Yeah, it's a / McRad Band. MCRADBAND.
Gary, you got a MySpace?
MySpace.com/Anwa.
Chad Ginsburg, you got a MySpace? Fuck no.
Yo. No, Chad's music space, though.
I get it, you know.
You're famous, we're not.
No, this is not what it takes.
You're famous.
This is not what it takes.
Not.
All right, thank you for listening to Radio Bam.
Yeah, Rec Room.
The end, that's all, folks.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam!
Radio Bam, everybody. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.